What's up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're new to the show, hello and welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I'm your host, Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm a writer for Baseball Prospectus. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Locked On Yankees account, or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen to and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM, and pretty much every podcast platform available. You can also listen to the show directly on our website, Locked On Yankees. And you can play Locked On Yankees on your smart device in your car by saying play podcast Locked On Yankees. As always, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com. And let's get started with the show. We're doing things differently today. It's only going to be two segments, and it's going to be only about 15 minutes of me yapping in your ears. So on today's episode, we'll discuss yesterday's game. We'll discuss individual performances during yesterday's game. We have other news to discuss, like Andy Pettit's role with the organization, and more. So first, let's discuss yesterday's win over Toronto at George M. Steinbrenner Field. It featured a solo home run from Troy Tulowitzki in his first at-bat as a Yankee. Wait, was it his first at-bat as a Yankee, or was it his first at-bat at home as a Yankee? I have to double-check on that. I can't remember if he played over the weekend. Anyway, the point is, he hit a home run against his former team, and there was a bit of anger behind it. He's playing with a chip on his shoulder, because Toronto basically threw him away, saying that he couldn't play anymore, and they're paying him to play for another team. So Tulowitzki has a lot to prove, and he feels he's up to the task of doing it. And, you know, it wasn't a monster home run. It barely got over the wall in right field, but still, he was very happy about it. His teammates looked very happy about it, and he didn't hurt himself running around the bases, so that's a good thing. James Paxton looked fine in his Yankees debut. His first pitch was a strike. His first batter walked. But the Yankees only gave up a hit yesterday, so he did fine. To be honest, I didn't really know what he looked like, because it's funny how different guys look with beards than they do without beards, so I really didn't know what he looked like. I do know that he has very long ears. I noticed it in a video they played of him. They asked him how he got his nickname, and it was the most boring thing I've ever heard in my life. He was basically like, oh, well, someone said, hey, you have a big tattoo of a maple leaf on your arm, and you're tall, and you're from Canada, so we should call you Big Maple. And then he said, okay, and that's how he got it. I mean, to be honest, I guess nickname origin stories aren't that exciting. I was called Sticks as a kid because I was really skinny and I liked to play the drums. I was also called Esophagus, Epiglottis, Godzilla, Gondules, Speedy Gonzales, I mean, just because of my name. Speedy Gonzales had nothing to do with my speed. I think my favorite nickname in elementary school, one of the guys in my class started calling me Bones McGillicuddy, which I don't even know how he came up with the McGillicuddy part, but yeah, I had a group of guys that I was friends with in elementary school who called me Bones McGillicuddy. So anyway, back to James Paxton. He pitched two innings, didn't give up a hit, didn't give up a run. He walked two, he struck out two. Domingo Germán pitched, Luis Sessa pitched, Jonathan Holder pitched, Chad Green pitched, and there was one more. Hold on. Philip Deal pitched. So all those guys combined to pitch a one-hitter against Toronto. I will say that Bo Bichette, son of Dante, brother of Dante Jr., has a very nice head of hair, and he's very handsome. He's also extremely young. He's only 20, and he pinch hit yesterday. It was funny because I was half paying attention in the later innings, because spring training games by the later innings, you have no idea who anyone is. And I just happened to look up at the TV, and I saw his name, and I saw him, and I'm like, wow, he's really adorable. And if I were 25 years younger, I'd be gaga over that little kid. So anyway, he pinch hit for Kendrys Morales, and he struck out. As for the Yankees offense, as I said, Tulowitzki hit a home run. Judge hit a double that I thought was a home run. I felt like John Sterling on that play. Kyle Higashioka also hit a home run. And let's see, who else got hits? McBroom got a hit. Torres got a hit. Someone named Zenner got a hit. Castillo got a hit. Greg Bird did not get a hit, but he walked. Stanton didn't get a hit, but he also got a walk. So it wasn't a very exciting game other than the two home runs and the Judge double. This afternoon, Masahiro Tanaka and the Yankees will take on the Phillies at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The game will be shown on YES. It's Tanaka's first start of spring training. I almost said of the season. Not quite. We're not there yet. We're not even out of February. Almost, though. Very close. Brett Gardner will be making his first start of the spring this afternoon. The lineup is as follows. Gardner, Judge, Stanton, Voit, LeMahieu, Romine, Floreal, Holder, not Jonathan, Tyler Wade. Miguel Andujar is dealing with an illness, which is why you haven't seen him in a couple of days. He's still too sick to play, so they're keeping him out. I think he has some sort of stomach virus, so I think they're smart in keeping him the hell away from people because those things can be really contagious, and you don't want that sort of a bug going through the clubhouse. Last time I had a stomach bug, it affected me for 2 weeks, and I lost 13 pounds. Which right now I would kill to lose 13 pounds, but not in that way. It was not fun. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. So anyway, that's why you're not seeing Miguel Andujar. I know some people are wondering why they haven't seen Gary Sanchez yet. They're holding out a little bit just because he's still recovering from his shoulder surgery. I think you will start to see him within the next few days because we're very close to the beginning of March, and I believe that's when he was coming back. So don't fret. You'll see Gary Sanchez in a lineup. Up next, Andy Pettitte joins the Yankees as a special advisor to the GM. We'll have quotes from him and thoughts from me, but first. So there was more big news on Monday as I was editing yesterday's podcast. We all found out that Andy Pettitte had earned an official title with the Yankees organization. He will be a special advisor to general manager Brian Cashman. He joins Carlos Beltran, Reggie Jackson, Hideki Matsui, Alex Rodriguez, and Nick Swisher as other special advisors. Brian Cashman said that Pettitte will help coach both the physical and mental side of being a champion and pitching in New York. Sounds good to me. Pettitte said, whatever the organization feels like they need or that I could help at, that's what I would like to do. It's as laid back as could possibly be. There's not really a whole lot of exact job description. Cash knows how I'll handle myself. I'll help out any way I possibly can. Pettitte added that he was recently approached by Derek Jeter to do a similar role for the Marlins. Jeter, as you know, brought on Jorge Posada as a special advisor earlier this month. But Pettitte said that he opted to keep his pinstripes. He said, obviously, that would be something fun you could consider. A couple of my buddies over there doing that. This is something that has been in the works for 5 years since I retired. Hal and Cash and the organization have been so great to me. One thing the Yankees do really well is keeping former players on board and having them around to help the kids joining the team. And even helping veterans who come over from different teams to play in New York. You know, I know people are sick of hearing this, but it is different playing in New York. It just is, especially for the Yankees. I mean, I know it's not that fun playing for the Mets either. I mean, look at Matt Harvey. He was under a microscope too, but he brought that upon himself also in a way, but he was treated unfairly. He had a really rough time, and I hope he does well with the Angels. Back to the Yankees and their former players. I feel like the Yankees do a really good job at not trashing former players like other teams do and inviting them back to help out. And, you know, it gives these guys something to do. I mean, what else would these guys be doing anyway? I know Pettitte coaches his sons because I do believe that not all of them are old enough to be married yet. It's still so strange to me that Andy Pettitte is a grandfather because he's only 2 years older than me. But I know he married young. His son married young, and that's how he became a grandfather. But anyway, I'm very happy about this. There was a picture this morning of Andy Pettit and Dellen Betances signing autographs. I love that he's working with the young guys, and I think it's a really good move by the Yankees for the Yankees. Now, I'd like to go back to the Tulowitzki thing because I didn't get into the quotes from him, from Marcus Stroman, who gave up the home run, and from Aaron Boone, because, like I said, yes, it was a spring training home run, but it was a big deal for him because he was basically tossed aside by the Blue Jays. So this is what he said. There are a lot of people that said forget about it. Those people said I would never make it back on a baseball field again. For me, it was extra emotion. It was the biggest spring training I ever hit. Yeah, I got a little pumped out there. Anyone who tells you you are done, you're going to have a little extra fire. Aaron Boone said he's had that edge to him, something to prove, since the first day we put eyes on him this winter in the workout sessions. We're a long way from this thing playing out and seeing how it responds to everything, but the one thing we know is we've been looking at a healthy player. And Marcus Stroman actually witnessed some of Tulowitzki's rehab, and he said that he's ecstatic to see Tulowitzki again swinging the bat with some power. Stroman said, "That's my guy. It's not going to happen in season, I promise you that. I started him off with a curveball just to mess around, and he hit a sinker away pretty good. That's baseball. I know how tough it has been for him the last few years, so to see him back here with full health is really exciting." And, you know, I mean, maybe Tulowitzki can stay healthy and contribute. And he said that his son was in the crowd. His son is named Taz, which I hope is not short for Tasmanian Devil. But anyway, Tulowitzki said that his 5-year-old son was in the crowd and that he was 3 the last time he was watching games and he doesn't remember them. So to get back out there and have him see me again, that's probably what I thought about each and every day. See, that's sweet. Good for him. Again, it helps the Yankees if he's healthy and helps them win games in the beginning of the season. So, you know, I know everyone's disappointed about not getting Manny Machado. Well, not everybody. I'm disappointed they didn't get Manny Machado. But all is not lost. And just a reminder, I have that fundraiser on gogetfunding.com to raise some money so I can make these podcasts even better for you. It's gogetfunding.com/helpmefundmypodcast with dashes between help me fund my podcast. I have rewards set up. You have a chance to appear on the podcast with me for a segment where we can bitch and moan about the Yankees if we need to, or cheer the Yankees if we need to. Any help is appreciated. I appreciate everyone who listens to this podcast, who gives me feedback, both positive and negative. And I just want to make this a good experience for everyone. So that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I have been your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. Once again, you can email questions or comments to lockedonnyy@gmail.com or tweet them. That's fine, too. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Stitcher. And if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast, spread the word about the podcast to your fellow Yankee fans or even your fellow baseball fans, because once the season starts, I won't only be speaking about the Yankees. And enjoy your day. Hopefully Tanaka will enjoy his day, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.